This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hey guys, it's Elizabeth Benton, and I don't know where you will be hearing this message. I just decided to do an impromptu recording. I don't know if I'm going to use this as a blog or it might end up on the podcast. First of all, forgive the audio quality. Every once in a while, I share voice notes with my one-on-one clients or with my fat loss fast track clients, and I realized that that's a really small group of people compared to the number of people that listen to the podcast. And so I decided that I wanted to use this one more broadly. It might end up on the blog. It very well might end up on the podcast. But what that means for you is I am not at home with a mic. I am sitting outside of my gym where I might be interrupted, where you will likely hear traffic, where the audio quality will probably not be the same as when I'm recording at home. But the fortunate thing is it's totally free and optional, so if it irritates you, you can just turn it off. I wanted to take a few minutes today and share with you some things I was thinking about while I was working out. One thing I know that most of us have in common is feeling frustrated with ourselves. Oh, that's another thing you'll hear is wind. Sorry, can't control it because I am outside. Many of us feel frustrated with ourselves because of our inconsistency. Because we get all psyched up about what we can do, what we will do, what we should do, what would take us towards our goals, what we want to achieve, but then we don't always do the work, or we don't do the work consistently. And the real challenge with that is we can focus more on all that we do wrong, on why we're frustrated with ourselves, on everything that is just not right with the world because of our actions, and never break out of that cycle. Be perpetually in the cycle of what's wrong with me? Why can't I bridge this gap between what I know I should do and what I actually do? Why do I keep having these days where I psych myself up to have a great day and then I fall short? Well, that happens to me too, right? There are days where I'm totally crushing it and days when I'm not crushing it. And I know it's easy to look at my lifestyle now since I've started Primal Potential and say, oh, well, you work from home. Oh, well, you can make your schedule. Oh, well, I guarantee you there are significant challenges for all of us. And pointing out somebody else's advantages over yours doesn't help you in your life. It just doesn't help you in your life. So as I was working out today, I had a thought that I wanted to share with you. I was thinking about how my day started. I got up extra early this morning because I'm giving blood this afternoon and that messes with my work day. And here's what would happen if I didn't get up extra early. I would feel rushed in my work. I might talk myself out of a workout because I really need that work time because I have to take a couple hours out of my day to go give blood. And I didn't want to do that. So I said, what can I do to set myself up for success on this day where my normal routine is a little bit disrupted? I'm going to get up extra early. And I'll tell you what, when my alarm went off extra early this morning, I hit snooze. I hit snooze for whatever, 7 minutes or whatever it defaults to. And when it went off the second time, I was like, oh. And I laid there and I debated and I said, you know what, I'm really tired and I'd love to sleep in. And I fast forwarded mentally and I said, well, how am I going to feel in a few hours? I have a couple of options, right? Option number one is set the alarm for another 90 minutes for now and skip my workout or cancel my appointment to donate blood. Or I can get up right now. I can make the best of it, right? I can do a few jumping jacks and some bodyweight squats and really enjoy my first cup of coffee and decide that I am going to tackle the morning and absolutely dominate it and feel super productive and go get a great workout in and feel really amazing about the day. Those are my choices. Which is more appealing to me, right? Not which is more appealing to me as I lay here in my cozy bed. Which is more appealing in terms of when I fast forward several hours into the day, what is going to make me feel better? So begrudgingly, my feet hit the floor. I got up and I was like, I gotta jumpstart some energy here. So sure enough, I jogged up and down my stairs a few times and I did some bodyweight squats and I sat. I didn't turn on the news. Here's what happens. If I turn on the news, I'm sucked into the news and then I don't want to break away from it to get my work started. I didn't turn it on. I sat there, I had my cup of coffee. I did 5 minutes of meditation and I said, what is going to make me feel really productive? There was this one thing that I had to get done that I didn't want to do. So I was like, you know what? 60-minute block of time starts now. I'm crushing it. I'm getting it done. Then when I get done, I'm going to take a 5-minute break and just enjoy my coffee. I'm going to turn on the news. 5 minutes, headlines. That's it. Sure enough, I did it. I moved on to the next thing. For 4 hours, I solidly worked. I got so much done. I felt super productive, super effective, super efficient. And then I said, you know what? Time to go to the gym. That's when sort of I had this moment of I got to the gym. I gave myself a little bit more time, played racquetball for a little bit to warm up, really brought my best effort to my workout. And as I stood there sweating, right, totally gross, I thought, these are the days that create the life I want. How do I create more of these days? These days are not a chore. They are not a punishment. They feel amazing. I felt energized. I felt happy. I felt proud of myself. Why? Because I got up early enough. I did the important things first. I stayed focused. I didn't make excuses. I didn't talk myself into laziness. I've had enough lazy days. I know what those feel like. I don't need anything more. They're not going to give me anything more for my time. They're not going to make me happier than productivity and achievement makes me feel. I went and I gave my best effort to my workout. And I think that if at any point during any day, we can ask ourselves, what does this day bring me? Does this day take me where I want to go with my life? Or does this day, the choices I'm making on a day like today, the decisions that I make repeatedly, the actions I've taken so far today, does that take me towards the life that I want or not? And if not, stop yourself. Stop yourself right in the moment. Even if you've had a day as you're listening to this today where maybe you haven't made the choices that are going to bring you towards your goal, stop and say, what can I do? What decisions can I make? What actions can I take? What choices can I make that is going to bring me closer to my goal? We always have that choice. I'm putting together bags for Ascend, my weekend event in Nashville. Let me tell you, I am pouring my heart and soul into that. And the bags say every choice is a chance, because it is. It doesn't matter what you've done so far today or what you did yesterday. If you stay in that cycle of beating yourself up, oh my gosh, I should have, why didn't I, what's wrong with me, enough, cut it out. It doesn't help. Look at your day. When you start the day, how can I create a day that's going to give me the life I want, the body I want, the confidence I want, the relationships I want? What choices do I have to make that happen? In the middle of your day, ask yourself, the choices I've made thus far, where are they taking me? What kind of life is this creating? If you don't like it, what do you need to do differently? What are the next 3 choices that you can make that are going to bring you towards your goals? Every choice is a chance. We always have that option. This morning I wanted to stay in bed. You bet I did. And I could have made this great argument for why rest is so important and sleep is so important. And I'm not saying that it's not, but ultimately the choice that brought me towards what I want is getting up, being productive. That productivity created momentum in my morning where I felt proud of myself. I felt accomplished. I felt like, let's go, let's do this. So I went to the gym and I brought better effort than I would have brought if I had slept in and didn't get my work done and felt really frustrated and disappointed with myself and felt rushed or canceled my appointment and then stayed, oh, well, I have to work because I slept in. No, I created a cycle of momentum with my morning choices, and it doesn't matter. You can totally blow the morning. You still have the opportunity to create that cycle of momentum, and it begins with the first choice. Every single choice is a chance. Reflect on your day, the choices I've made so far today. What kind of day is this? What does it bring me towards? Does it create the life I want, or does it not? Every single choice is a chance to move towards the body you want, the life you want, the relationships you want, the goals that you have. So take advantage, assess, take stock. What kind of day are you creating today? What kind of life are your choices bringing you towards today? And what can you do next to move in the direction of your goals? Make today amazing. Every choice is a chance, including the next one you make. Have a great day.
Are you ready to move beyond listening and learning and really change your life? Really live into your highest potential instead of just wishing for it and hoping something clicks? I want to do that with you. And that's why this fall, I'm hosting the first ever Primal Potential Women's Transformation Weekend, Ascend, in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, November 3rd through the 5th. It will be a small group, but you can get your ticket and learn all the details at primalpotential.com/ascend or by listening to episode 203 of the Primal Potential podcast. Here's what I know. Ascend will change your life, and I would love to have you join me. See you this fall.